Attending all the lectures at the Fonda Center is located in Philadelphia.
That they weren't broadcast. The recordings are for life.
creatures. Mm-hmm. Just a lot of, you know, they were just men trying to figure it out in life.
Sometimes a man ignorantly identifies himself with the body, and through God's grace, the bonds of ignorance are, he is released from the bonds of ignorance through God's grace.
By God's grace, Adam.
One attains love for God, pure love, and by loving God, one no longer identifies himself with his body.
Without loving God, what is it?
Without loving God?
No.
No. Of loving God?
Yes. Absolutely
not. It's union with God. Union with God. What is union? Union, I think it's called yoga or samadhi. I don't really know so much about it. It's just whatever, right?
I want you to think of me. What do you expect by union? Is that
two lives that are coming here. If you come here, what is the cause of unity?
What is the form of unity? My understanding is that the Spirit of God, the Supreme Spirit, is beyond form. But yet through loving the form of God, it has form, and yet it is forming. It's both has form and is forming.
What is that form? That form? What is that form?
That I can't say. What do I know about these things? My own knowledge is just very flat.
You're not learning there?
I'm learning love as Maharaj, this new Karoli Baba has told us that love is the highest. You love the form. It's true. You have bhakti. You love the form of God.
But you said Bhagavad.
Yes. Well, it's that I've read the Bhagavad. You can't love the form. It's true.
Yes. Did you just love? What is that?
He doesn't teach the form. That was my own view, but that's not anything that he says.
What
does he says? He says that yes, he is the great bhakta of Hanuman. Hanuman is the breath of Ram.
Huh?
The breath of Ram, spot. Ram says spot. Breath of Ram. The breath. Hanuman was the Ram. Ram once asked Hanuman, what do you see? How do you see me? And Hanuman answered, when I know who I am, you and I are one. And when I forget who I am, then I serve you. Nonsense. Well, perhaps that's true. I don't know.
You remember who you are and you serve. And when you forget who you are, you think you're one of God. That's why suppose you sat in Ramakuroli's chair. That's forgetting who you are. That is Sheila, his disciple. I'm Ramakuroli.
He's
Ramakuroli. Similarly, when we forget who we are, we think we're one with God. But when we remember, we're just talking to where it says. And Hanuman seems to take thoughts of
Dharma.
One who says he's my devotee is not my devotee. One who says he's a devotee is my devotee. That would tumble. I mean, that would
the Maharaj is teaching. You ask his teaching. These things I'm saying really aren't things that he's told me. But he said that the whole universe is God and that you should never hurt anyone, that you should serve.
How do you understand the whole universe?
I beg your pardon?
How do you understand the whole universe?
How can you serve the whole universe? You love the beings that you find yourself.
You love whom you love.
Whoever you're with.
Whatever is with somebody who loves you.
That's
the universe. Why this
haunted this? Well, certainly every being in the universe is a part of the universe.
You can make your life this particular person. Or particular body. Can you make them without the whole universe?
No.
Just like mathematics. Your memory is not?
Yes.
No, we are part of your mathematics. You love your son. But why you feel proud? You can't love our universe?
If I love America?
Yes. You love your man. But you feel your son.
Gotcha.
What?
through God, through ignorance. Man,
I love the whole universe. You try to make it, you love.
You do your best.
You love, you love, and you do not love, you love.
That's true, of course. Ignorance.
How do you speak ignorance? Big, big words. You do not know the art of God. And you are speaking ignorance.
Well, certainly
as it is not. And someone say that you do not know how to bless, and you have seen
that. Certainly that each being in the universe is a part of
the universe. But you cannot love each being, that is my point.
There are anything that she was saying that you love a pure being.
You love the universe. Mark, you ask if I love you, I love you.
So if you love a pure being, then you can love the universe.
See?
Say, if you love the pure being, then you can love the universe.
Then there is pure being and pure being. Is that right?
Is that true?
Then there is pure being. That is infinitely.
It seems that way.
The soul is the soul. That means that is infinitely a soul.
It seems that way. It seems that there is.
Yes.
To my eyes.
It must be situated which is impure and which is pure.
That's
very good. No, it's
the
soul. That means there must be in the contradiction, impurity of soul. Then I have to be physically, which is impure, which is pure.
In the absolute sense, the soul is always pure. There is no impurity. But when man is in ignorance, true Krishna's yoga mind, his power of delusion, he makes you see impurity. You see suffering in the world.
Well, that's only my outcome.
So, I don't know. It's God's nature. Lila.
He stated that Krishna makes us see impurity. Is this correct, Srila Prabhupada?
Yes.
That Sri Krishna, Lord Krishna, makes us see impurity.
When a man is ignorant.
Which is first?
Which ignorance or
what? Well, does Krishna make us in ignorance?
He creates the whole universe and everything here.
Srila Prabhupada, maybe you can explain this. Does Krishna make us ignorant or are we ignorant?
Yes. We are.
Yes.
Ignorant.
Yes.
Can you explain that a little bit more,
please? Yes. He has already said, it's already meant to be in us.
Forget it.
In other
The sense of egoism, I, and me and mine. Forgetting that God is everything, and if you're not.
Then God and you as your parents. But you forget God.
Just one sense of his
Other party visited, suppose they had talent. That means people lack goodness. Now, hold on, my brother. People lack courage. So, he is so pleased. If we like, we can do this. If we like, we can say this. The heart of us. How can I be one in this world? That's why I surrender. If you have said that you are denominated, and he is denominated. So, how do the predominant can be equal to the predominant test.
Or
that is.
Something you said when you came in was that the birth of something is formless beyond Krishna.
In the beginning, Arjuna was denied, but and said, yes, let me see what it looks like. My mission is now over. I said, you never know that he wants to lose his intimacy. That is kind of better. It's not safe that both you and me and all these soldiers and kings, they existed once. Now they are existing. And we shall exist in fiction. So that individuality is always kept. The individual means that he is the honor of Krishna. And fictionality means non-individual. And when love exists in mind and Krishna, then it is always in fiction.
Sometimes people ask, what is ultimate goal? What is God creating everything and all these matters?
These are very old questions. God is not creating. God is giving you a chance. The bodies have souls who are not with Krishna. They want you to endure this material world. Therefore, God is giving it a chance in all that enter. And even in this lesson also, that you enjoy and wish so that you may come back again. Just like a father, children want to play and play, all that play. Then, as soon as we come back, it is not time for this one. Isn't that this material world, we want to be enjoyed. But Krishna is giving us great highlights in India. And now Krishna gives us a special that now you are not this thing of India. That's what it can come back. Thank you. He created for you. Same example I always give is that government, when there is formation of cities, they give construction of death. You cannot say that why government is giving an unnecessary expenditure of constructing a great wall. But the government knows that there are some criminals who have to be put into prison. Therefore, they did this. So because there are criminals, that's what government means. Similarly, there are many conditional souls who, instead of having Krishna, they want to enjoy unconditionally. So, enjoy your fullest extent. And when being tired of enjoying enjoyment, that Krishna says that if you give up all this nonsense, just have that to me. But the demons will never surrender to Krishna. They say that this material life is false. Ah, Brahma is true. But they do not know how to access Brahma. Brahma means to stop. That is Nidhisha's class and Sundava. To become one. But it cannot become one. By day, Mr. Sanders has sit down and try to become one. How long is that? Why? It's important. But this is a long period. Because I am sitting at this. I am not my activity. I can relate why I put this second question in.
that order.
Yeah.